Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wrestling fans. This is Lawrence Fosworth III, manager of Champions, talking to you live from the Brandon Nut House. Tonight is supposed to be the debut wrestling insider show hosted by Winnipeg's favorite indie wrestling reporter, journalist loved by all guys, who knows who his guests will be. But anyways, I'm not supposed to be talking on air here. I don't know how I got on the air here. Hang on a second here, wrestling fans. Hello there. Hello
okay.
There.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Cut me off. Hello there. What am I doing on air here at the Wrestling Insider Show? I didn't call into the Wrestling Insider Show.
How did
you get my number here, Wrestling Insider?
Well, explain to me something, okay?
Explain what?
Tonight is the debut of my show. Tonight it's not called Old Time Wrestling Show. No. Tonight it's not going to be called The Weasel's Den. Oh, no. We're going.
How did I get on air here anyways? Did you call me at the Nut House? You must have.
I must have, yeah. I don't know. My phone's wacky. Anyway.
Well, what's on your mind tonight? This is your show. Go ahead. I'm speechless.
Tonight it's called Prime Time Wrestling, hosted by yours truly.
Prime Time Wrestling. Wow. Well, that's something else there, Wrestling Insider. I don't know how you got me on the line at the Nut House, but you must have my extension and you must have dialed my number. But anyways, Wrestling Insider, I guess you must have had me on this show for a reason tonight. Your show, Prime Time Wrestling. I don't know what's
on
your mind, but I guess...
I had you on here tonight for one reason and one reason only.
Okay,
tonight,
go ahead.
We're going to talk about respect in the business and the 1999 days.
Okay. I have
now,
no problem with that.
Thank you. Now, I have a couple of questions. Some of our
Absolutely.
Viewers may not know who you are, and so can you tell some of our new listeners who might be listening how you got into the business, who your major influences were at the time, a little brief history of the weasel.
Pardon me, I'm not a weasel. Show me respect. My name is Lawrence Fosworth III. I am not a weasel. Wrestling Insider, how dare you? My name is Lawrence Fosworth III. I demand respect. I'm your guest on your show here tonight. How dare you treat me like that? But anyways, wrestling fans, my name is Lawrence Fosworth III. I am the manager of Champions in Manitoba Professional Wrestling, and I have been around the wrestling business going on 15 and a half years now. I broke in 1999 with River City Wrestling back in the day when there was a lot of respect going on back in those days, and the promoter was Wayne Stanton of River City Wrestling. I broke into this business, believe it or not. You know this Wrestling Insider, and you're going to laugh at me for saying his name, but he is your boss and my partner.
Yes.
None other than that despicable 35-year professional wrestling veteran, Caveman, the imposter Caveman, brought me into this wrestling business over 15 and a half years ago.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, he is an imposter. He's not the real Caveman.
No,
the real Caveman is
Caveman
Purple. What are you talking about?
How dare
what
you?
What are you talking about?
Professional wrestling.
No. The real Caveman is Caveman Furpo, and he will destroy the imposter one
man
day.
Furpo.
But anyways, you were asking me when I broke in. 1999, I broke in, and
right.
I broke in the proper way. I went and had a meeting with the promoter of River City Wrestling, Wayne Stanton. We met up and talked, and I knew I wouldn't become a professional wrestler, but I knew I had something to contribute to the wrestling business, and I became the greatest manager in Manitoba wrestling history today.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You did, and I give you credit for that.
Can I hear that again? Did I hear that right? You said you gave Lawrence Fosworth III credit? Wow, that's a first time.
Well, I don't know what to say.
See, I don't even know your call-in number here, Wrestling Insider. What is it, if people want to get a hold of you?
If they want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 917-889-2237.
Okay. And once again, I'm a guest here on the primetime wrestling show hosted by Wrestling Insider each and every Tuesday night. Will it be the same time, Wrestling Insider?
Well, for now, it will. We might look at going earlier. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, you're the boss. I love this. I love not being the boss and being a guest here. I can speak my... Am I allowed to be uncensored on this show, Wrestling Insider? Or do I have to watch my tongue?
For tonight only, you can do it.
Oh, okay. Well, you were talking about when I debuted. Like I said, 1999, I debuted with River City Wrestling, and I was very loyal to one promotion. The reason I was very loyal to the promotion was because I was treated very good, and the promoter treated us guys very well back in the day. And you probably want to talk about some of the venues that we used to do. Is that on your mind as well, Wrestling Insider?
Yes, it is. I'd like to know where you guys did some of your shows. Because the one
sure.
I recall going to was Chalmers Rec Center, and that's the one I recall going to.
Absolutely. That's where I made my debut, was Chalmers Community Center back in 1999. And I debuted with, believe it or not, back in the day, who broke into the business with me. He is a graduate of the Vance, Nevada Pro Wrestling Academy, River City Wrestling Academy in 1999. My good personal friend, who is currently retired due to injuries, Madman Muir. That's right. You heard it here first. Graduate of the Vance, Nevada Pro Wrestling Academy. We broke in together at Chalmers Community Center. And back in the day, you had to have respect for the promoter. And, you know, there's a lack of it today there, Wrestling Insider. I find a lot of lack of respect from disrespect to the promoters. And even the guys, they don't like each other nowadays. You know, they all want to fight over a few small dollars. I don't understand
it
today.
Well, you know, it's basically like I've seen that in every promotion I've been to already. You know, all these greenhorned young kids that think they're stupid superstars just because they got a pair of kick pads and tights and that, and they've only been in
the
business.
Absolutely, I'll agree with you there. So we were talking about Chalmers Community Center.
Yeah, go ahead.
You should know. You should be cutting me off. I'm just a guest here.
Wait,
you're the
minute.
One to pull the punches here.
As I was saying,
I love it.
As I was
saying, I'm listening.
And they've only been in, and these greenhorn guys have only been in the business, maybe some of them 2 years, think they can just walk in with their gear bag, go do their match, and walk out and have their hand out for money. No way.
Well,
technically,
well, you know,
each and every one of these...
You know what, Wrestling Insider, you're absolutely right about that. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but...
it's okay.
Yeah, I did mean to cut you off, actually. You brought up that topic of greenhorns and that. You brought up the topic of greenhorns. I get pissed off at greenhorns. Like you say, rookies that come in and think they can do what they want, you know, and just come in and do a match and go home and stuff like that and not put in the effort of trying to tear down the ring or set it up, you know. There's a lot of work that goes into running a wrestling show, you know. If it wasn't for the ring crew guys and these guys that bust their asses up on the ring crew, you know, you can do a show. Yeah, the wrestlers are the show, but without a ring crew, you're in a lot of trouble, especially if a lot of the guys don't want to help with the ring, you know? So I know what it's like because I've done the ring. I did the ring for over many, many years, Wrestling Insider, and I have nothing but respect for anybody that works on that ring crew and busts their ass off.
Well, it's funny you bring
that
up.
These greenhorns need to smarten up.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because a few weeks ago, I had just come home from a certain wrestling show at the Holy Cross Gymnasium, and I saw a post by one angry rebel. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Are you talking about the longtime veteran rebel Bobby Collins?
That's right. I saw a post by him saying that no one had stayed to tear down.
Oh, boy.
He even asked, get this, he even asked Moses Luke to help tear down.
And he did.
Well, at first he
And the longtime veteran helped him?
I can't remember what the post was. All I remember was Billy Blaze left that night because he was hungry.
Okay. Wow, very interesting.
Well, maybe we can get, if Bobby Collins is listening to the show, maybe he can call in and give his thoughts on that post.
You want me to give out your number there, Wrestling Insider?
Don't mind if I do.
The guest call-in number is 917-889-2237. If you're a wrestler or you're a promoter and you want to come on air, feel free to come on air to the new Primetime Wrestling Show Tuesday nights hosted by Wrestling Insider. I'm just a guest tonight speaking a bit of my mind and talking about some of the good old days and some frustrations I have nowadays. And thank you very much, Wrestling Insider, for allowing me to be a guest on your show. I know we don't see eye to eye, but you booked me, and I keep my word. I am broadcasting live from the place you put me in, you and that imposter caveman.
How
from the Brad and Nut House. When
That's
the heck
right.
am I getting out of here? Oh, yeah, May 23rd I get out for the day. But other than that, am I ever getting out of here?
Well, only time will tell.
Wow. So, yeah, I'd like to bring up a few names. I'd like to bring up a few names from the old days of the guys I broke into the business with that wrestled for Wayne back in the day that I see today are doing very well and traveling all over. Is that okay with you, Wrestling Insider?
Fire away.
Okay. Well, one of the guys I was very impressed with over the years, he worked for many, many years for Wayne, and he's gone on to, he's been all over the world and traveled all over the world, and he broke in the business back in the day with me as well. I'm very impressed with him. He's gone to England. He's gone all over the world. I'm talking about none other than former RCW SPW champion, Rugged Rob Stardom. Still traveling the world, trying to get better at his craft, get better at what he does as a professional wrestler. He travels all over the world, busts his ass off. That's a guy that I give respect to. And there are a list of other guys. There's guys like Moses Luke. He broke in back in the day as well when I was around. And the Big O's currently retired. But there are so many names back in the day that actually had a lot of respect, Wrestling Insider, for the promoter, And you didn't just walk up to the promoter and say, give me money right now. If you got any kind of money from a promoter, you should be happy that guy was happy that you got a few dollars in your pocket because, there are some great wrestlers that earn their money. I'm not saying there aren't. A lot of the guys that, work in Winnipeg that have been around a long time, they deserve to get paid whatever they ask. Those guys that have been around and bust their ass off, Like guys like Rebel Bobby Collins, Bobby J, Pompero Al Firpo, there's so many guys like, Zach Mercury, there's so many different guys, Moses Luke, that have been around, the dude deserve to get paid nowadays. They bust their ass off.
Exactly.
Back in the day, Chi-Chi Cruz, there's so many of them that, unfortunately, some of them are retired now, and that's too bad, because you learn a lot from in the craft.
Exactly.
Who else you want to talk about? What else you want to talk about? I see there's a little over 16 minutes left according to my watch that I have. What else you want to talk about here today?
Well, let's talk about a couple upcoming
shows. Upcoming
right now,
shows? Sure.
Right now, this coming Friday, Canadian Wrestling's Elite will be at the Holy Cross Gymnasium.
Okay.
Part of the Bad Influence Tour.
Who's all on that show? Who's coming into the town for that show, Wrestling Insider? I'm just curious.
Okay. I know there's an Elite 8 tournament.
Wow. That's history making in itself.
Yeah. I know.
And who's the headliner?
I think it's a Tick
I can tell you who the headliner is. No, I can tell you who the headliner of the whole damn tour is. He is none other than former TNA Impact Wrestling star, Ring of Honor star. He's been all over the world. None other than, take a guess, the Fallen Angel coming to town.
Daniels.
Absolutely. He will be headlining this tour, Bad Influence Tour for the Canadian Wrestling Elite, and it's going to be a great tour. I wish those guys luck. I hope they sell out every night, you know, that they'll be able to sell out their shows. But, you know, it's a lot of work to put on a show. It's not very easy, and, you know, I give anybody that tries to put on a show credit. It's a lot of work.
Yep.
So they're in Friday night, Winnipeg. They're going to Steinbach. They're going to York. No, they go to Yorkton tonight, or is it tomorrow, Wrestling?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. So they're on the road tonight on their way there, and then they're on their way back to Winnipeg?
Yep. Well,
yeah, back to Winnipeg Friday. Saturday they're somewhere, and they might be running a Sunday show. I know they're going to Steinbach and that. So they got about five stops coming up for the next four or five nights. It should be a great tour. Headliner is none other than the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. What's the name of the tag team that he's with? I forget how they call it. What do they call themselves again? Him and Kazarian. The Affliction?
Addiction.
I think they call it The Affliction.
No, they're The Addiction.
Okay, there we go. But they are one heck of a great wrestling team, tag team or singles. Those guys are great workers, and anytime you can book them on your show, you've got a great, great main event, and you've got a great great wrestler to headline your tour. But don't forget about a lot of the guys, Moses Luke, Blue-Eyed Tyler Colton. There's so many of them, I can't remember all their names. Mentalo Canada, of course, traveled all over the world, you know, Japan, Europe. Yep. He's been all over the world. There's so many great stars that appear on those tours.
Yeah,
and we have some upcoming shows coming up as well, Wrestling Hill Insider. Is it okay if I plug my show on your show?
Fire away.
All right. We have a May 23rd show coming up at the Indian Métis Friendship Center, 45 Robinson Street. It's going to be $10 for adults, 18 plus. If you're under 18 years old, it'll be $5 for a ticket. And the show is called Paying It Forward to Alexis. It's a great cause, as you are aware, Wrestling Insider. We are paying it forward to a young Aboriginal girl on a serious matter. I'm not going to joke around. Weasel's not going to joke around about this. She needs a liver transplant, and we are going to do our part by putting on a live professional wrestling show and giving 50% of our proceeds to them, to Alexis and her mom for their expenses and travels in Toronto, Ontario, as she needs liver transport. So you want to come out and support that show once again, Paying It Forward to Alexis, $10 adults for tickets. Under 18 will be $5. Absolutely, at 45 Robinson Street at the Indian Métis Friendship Center. Don't you dare want to miss it. Rebel Bobby Collins will be there. The Imposter Caveman will be there. The 6'6" Aboriginal Giant, former RCW, multiple tag team champion, Buddy Weiser will be in the building. Former New Brand Wrestling and RCW double title holder. The young Aboriginal sensational, your good friend Vinnie Valiant, will be in the building
that evening.
Absolutely. Hulk Hollywood will be in an arm wrestling contest and in some kind of a tag team match as well. I'm trying to go over the list. Who knows? There's lots of them appearing. Oh, yeah, we will see Reggie Gallagher as well, possibly that evening as well, making his debut in old-time wrestling as well. Former SPW superstar Mr. Nasty possibly on the card that evening as well.
Yep.
And as well, of course, you've got me my day pass for that show, because you know it's an honest show that I should be there to do my part, Wrestling Insider as well, right? So you got me my day pass.
Exactly.
Signed,
exactly.
Sealed, and delivered to come to that show. And I will be there, Wrestling Insider. You got my word on that. I won't let you down. And it's going to be a great show. And if you want more information or you want tickets, get a hold of Caveman, the Imposter Caveman. There's his. We won't give out his number on air, but it is on the poster. If you look on your page, I believe Wrestling Insider, or you look on the page of Dion Louis Hendrickson, Lawrence Wadsworth the Third's cousin, on his Facebook, he has the posters up and running as well. So get down there and to support this great cause. What else is on your mind? Here I am asking you what's on your mind, and it's your show, boy.
Well, it's my first time on air.
How come you're not
cutting
me off, Wrestling Insider? What's wrong with you? You scared of me or what?
Well, it's my first time on. It's my first time.
Are you scared of me? You scared the
nervous.
Are you scared, Wrestling Insider, that Lawrence Wadsworth will rip you apart?
No.
Oh yeah, you have lots of backup, right?
Right.
So, anyways, I talked just a brief about respect and stuff like that. You got about 9 minutes left here. What else you want to talk about, Wrestling Insider, while I'm on the air?
Well,
I'm your guest.
Couple matches I forgot to mention.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm just
a guest here.
Okay. Couple matches I forgot to mention on Friday night. Pissed off Pitbull, Robbie Royce.
Speak a little louder there, Wrestling Insider. It's hard to hear you.
Try again. Pissed off Pitbull, Robbie Royce, is going to be taking on Mr. Incredible.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be a dangerous match.
And get this. Royce's special enforcer, whoever that is going to be handcuffed to Antonio Scorpio.
Ooh. Ew, that's going to be a slobber knocker. I don't know who's going to win that one. That's going to be a dangerous match. Long-time wrestling, pro wrestling veteran, Robbie Royce. Wow.
Yeah.
What else is happening at that show?
Well, Outlaw Adam Knight is going to be making his CW debut for the first time.
I didn't hear that properly. You want to say that again? I couldn't hear you. So. Did I hear that right? Outlaw Adam Knight will be making his CWE debut?
Inside a CWE ring, taking on none other than Hotshot Danny Duggan.
Wow, that's blockbuster news right here on the Primetime Wrestling Show. Wow, Wrestling Insider. You sure got your facts correct. You must have all your notes all tidy. Usually you have it all messed up and unorganized like the man you are. Unorganized. You're so cheap when you walk, your wallet squeaks.
Where's the aspirin?
Well, according to my clock, we have a little over 7 minutes left. I'm just a guest here. What else you want to talk about, Wrestling Insider? I'm just a guest here. Your show.
Well, I think I've covered everything.
So you want me to hijack your show for a little over 6 minutes here? Wow, okay, I guess I'll do it then, Wrestling Insider, whether you like it or not then. If you got nothing left to say, I'll promote our show once again. May 23rd, Indian Métis Friendship Center, Paying It Forward, Old Time Wrestling, Manitoba, presents Paying It Forward to Alexis at 45 Robinson Street, Indian Métis Friendship Center, May 23rd, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., bell time, doors open 6:30 p.m., adults over 18, $10 for tickets, $5 if you're under 18 years old. Call 204-416-8682, or you can get a hold of the Indian Métis Friendship Center for tickets as well. They will be selling our tickets as well for that show. Great show as well. You can get a hold of the Imposter Caveman. His number is on, I believe, on your Facebook, Wrestling Insider. You got a poster up
Correct.
With his number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
They can get a hold of you, Wrestling Insider, as I understand you're part of Old Time Wrestling as well. You're the PR guy.
That's right.
Go ahead and fire away.
Person.
Fire away. How are people going to know about your new show if you don't let them know how they can get a hold of you?
Well, it's simple. I'll put it up on Facebook in the morning.
You're not going to tell them how they can get a hold of you tonight. What kind of a host are you if you're not going to tell them how they can get a hold of you?
If they can
once
get
again,
if
the
you
call-in number is 917-889-2237.
And if you want to get a hold of me, I'm at area code 204-250-3933.
And do you have an email or anything? Oh yeah, you don't. You're not good enough to have an email. Nobody follows you. They follow me, the greatest manager of champions. If you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at louishendrickson@hotmail.com, or you can call the director of operations office at 204-416-8682 for old time wrestling Manitoba tickets for the May 23rd show, 45 Robinson Street, Indian Métis Friendship Center. Paying it forward to Alexis. She goes and gets a liver transplant, in Toronto, Ontario. You were saying something, Wrestling Insider. I couldn't hear you.
Yes, I have a rest.
I love being a guest and not being in charge. I can be wacky and be myself and do whatever I want.
That's true. Anyway, yes, I do have an email address where they can get a hold of me. It's bamers29@hotmail.com.
Okay, and how else can they get a hold of you? Do you have another one?
Yes,
anything else?
I am on Facebook. I am on Facebook under my cousin's name, James Tashir.
Okay. So if they want to get a hold of you and they have and they want to be a guest on the Primetime Wrestling Show Tuesday nights, they can Facebook you at James Tashir, your cousin's Facebook account, or they can get a hold of you once again at, I didn't hear your number. You gave out your number, apparently?
Yeah, accident by accident.
Okay. And the guest call-in number is 917-889-2237 if you want to be on Tuesday night for the Primetime Wrestling Show hosted by Wrestling Insider. Get a hold of him, and he'll set you up as a guest on a Tuesday night. He will let you know what time the next show will be on, but it will be on next Tuesday night, I believe, Wrestling Insider. I'm just a guest here.
That's correct.
See that it's up already, saying that you're going to be online already next Tuesday night. But the privilege has not all been mine, Wrestling Insider, tonight. Your debut of your show. And once again, I talked a little bit. I could go more in depth. One day we'll do a more in-depth interview with Wrestling Insider, with yourself and myself. You
exactly.
have an old interview you did with me. How about you quote me word for word maybe next week? You remember that interview you did with me live at a show?
Yes, I do remember. I did.
Well,
I did.
I don't know who your guest will be next week on Tuesday night, but I'll do it this way, Wrestling Insider. I know you sound tired and you're kind of nervous. This is your first show on your own as being the boss. I'll do it this way. Wrestling fans, in between time, in the meantime, in between time, that's it. That's all for another edition of Primetime Wrestling on Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by Wrestling Insider. I was his guest tonight, and the privilege has not all been mine, you ham and eggers. Good night, wrestling fans. Guest call-in number once again, 917-889-2237. Tuesday nights, if you want to get a hold of the Wrestling Insider, he is on Tuesday nights. And every other night, same number, 917-889-2237. At least twice a week, old-time wrestling radio, same number as well, hosted by myself, the manager of champions. Good night, wrestling fans. Good night, you pathetic ham and egger, Wrestling Insider. Privilege has not all been mine. Good night.
Be champions.